This Sunday is our kickoff Sunday, kicking off our theme for this particular year, and all of our lessons revolve around this particular theme, and the theme very simply stated is this: seeking higher ground in 2021. We began with a lesson on our theme verse, Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Paul writes, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." We went through that verse and we exegeted that verse in the course of our lesson. And as I was thinking about our theme Sunday and our theme verse, I said, wouldn't it be nice if we had a theme song for the year? So I wrote one. And we're going to teach it to you in the next hour. No, I'm kidding. Y'all laughing at me. Y'all think I couldn't write a song. Unbelievable. But there is a song in our books entitled Higher Ground, number 234. And I've asked Jim to stay up here and lead all four verses of that song so that we can have it fresh in our minds, and then we'll go into our lesson.
The upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. Fearful sound of saints on higher ground. Lord, plant me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Scale the utmost heights and catch a gleam of glory bright. Till I'll pray till heaven I found. My plant me on to higher ground. Me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
There are 3 points that we're going to be making in the course of this particular lesson, and they're all going to be focused upon the song, Higher Ground. I want us to first begin by looking at a little bit of the background of the author of this particular song. His name is Johnson Oatman Jr., and that is a picture of Mr. Johnson, who lived years and years ago. He was born April 21st, 1856, 4 years before the beginning of the Civil War. His father's name was Johnson. His mother's name was Rachel Ann. Notice, too, that he was born in Medford, New Jersey, a long, long time ago. He was educated in two schools. One was Herbert's Academy, and the other was New Jersey's Collegiate Institute. He was a member of the Methodist Episcopal Church. Now, there are many of our songs that were written by individuals who were members of denominations. Fanny Crosby is one of those individuals. And this man was a member of a denomination, not only just a member, but he was also a lay preacher among the Methodist Episcopal Church. He was never ordained as a minister in that denomination, but he was a regular preacher among them. He involved himself primarily in the retail business and also in the insurance business. He married a woman by the name of Wilhelmina Reed in 1878 at the age of 22 years old. They had three children, Rachel, Miriam, and Percy. So there's a little bit of the background about Mr. Oatman. Now what I want to do is note Mr. Oatman as a songwriter. He wrote, over the course of his life, 3,000 songs, 3,000 religious hymns. He dedicated himself to writing at least 200 songs a year, folks. Now you try that, 200 songs a year. He was given the opportunity once to write a brief introduction in a book, and these are the words that he wrote. Let others sing of right or wrongs, sing anything that pleases. But while they're singing other songs, I'll sing a song for Jesus. So that was his mindset. He just desired to write spiritual songs. The very first song that brought him fame was a song entitled, I Am Walking With My Savior. It was written in 1892, the same year that our song, that is our theme song for the year, was written. This was the song that started him off. This was the song that made him famous among songwriters of gospel hymns. And I find it interesting that this particular song is not even sung today. There are only three songs that we have in our songbook that were written by Mr. Oatman that we are very familiar with. And here they are. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. How about that second one? Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And then the song that will be our theme song for the year, Higher Ground. Mr. Oatman was responsible for all of those. He lived to be 66 years old. He died September the 25th, 1922. So almost 100 years ago, he passed from this life, and yet we are still singing many of the songs that he wrote in our songbook. Let's turn our attention now, secondly, to the song itself, Higher Ground. There are 8 points that we're going to be making about this particular song. Here's the first one. Folks, this song reminds us that higher ground exists, doesn't it? Notice also the end of the second stanza. For there the writer says this, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Folks, I hope that after today's lesson, that all of us will express that same sentiment. I hope that all of us will have as our prayer and our aim to reach higher ground in 2021. Secondly, higher ground is emphasized throughout the entirety of the song. Just notice some of the phrases. The upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Higher ground, all of those found in the first stanza. Above the world, he says. The utmost height, the fourth stanza. Till heaven I found. Folks, that is as high as you can get, is it not? And lastly, a higher plane over and over again in the chorus. The writer's mind is on things higher than this earth. The writer is constantly focused about things that are upward, things that are beyond, things that are so high that they are even out of our sight. Notice too, though, that the writer emphasizes action within the song. There are several statements that he makes. I'm pressing on the upward way. Another statement he makes, new heights I'm gaining every day. He says this, still praying as I onward bound. In fact, if you go back through the song later on this afternoon, you'll find that prayer is mentioned three times in this particular song. He also mentions faith, by faith on heaven's tableland. And we all know what faith is, don't we? The Bible tells us that faith is hearing the Word of God. And then not only just hearing it, but making application of that in our lives. It is active, not passive. My heart has no desire to stay. He continues, I want to live above the world. I want to scale the utmost height. I want to catch a gleam of glory bright till heaven I've found. Folks, the way you find something usually is by searching for it, isn't it? Over and over and over again in the song, the writer not only says there are heights that you and I can attain, but we have to put forth effort, we have to put forth action, we have to constantly be laboring to get there. He makes note of the evils of the world in the song as well. He says this, that there are doubts and that there are fears that arise in this world. He says this about individuals who are consumed with those. He says, some dwell where these abound. There are some individuals who love to live in fear, and they love to live in doubt, and they love to live in misery, but not us. Not us as Christians. We want higher ground, don't we? He also says that it is in this world that Satan's darts at me are hurled. He understood that there is an enemy by the name of Satan, and that that enemy is constantly striving to be against us, constantly striving to wound us or even kill us if he can with his lethal darts. But fourthly, he speaks of help from the Lord. Over and over again, he makes that cry, doesn't he? Notice what he says, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Notice his dependence upon God. Oh yes, I have to work, I have to labor, I have to toil, but guess what? I also need the Lord on my side to do what needs to be done. Lord, you plant my feet on higher ground. The song reveals how faith sees. Notice what he says. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. There are individuals, saints, holy ones, called of God, who have gone on the path upward before us, haven't they? They're higher than we are. Some of them have already reached the ultimate height. And through faith, guess what each one of us can do? Each one of us can hear them singing, can we not? And where are they singing? Below us? No, they're singing above us. I can hear the saints singing on higher ground. And what are they doing? They are encouraging me to get there with them. He also says this, let me stand by faith on heaven's table land. I can't see heaven right now. Never been there. Never talked to an individual who has literally been there. But my friends, I know heaven exists, don't you? And I know it exists because it's found in the pages of God's Word. And there is a God, and that God cannot lie. And He has told us that there is a place wherein we can ultimately stand. But we don't have to wait. We can stand there now by faith, can we not? And every one of us can say, yes, one of these days, I can see myself standing on the tableland of heaven by faith. Another point that he makes is this, the ultimate height, and catch a gleam of glory bright. Sometime this year, get up real early in the morning, go down to the beach before sunrise and just sit there and just watch the sun as it begins to come over the horizon. You'll sit there first in absolute darkness and you'll wonder, why am I here? Why did that dumb preacher tell me to do this? But all of a sudden, you'll see the light on the horizon, won't you? And all of a sudden, you'll see the sun begin to peak above the horizon. And within just a matter of minutes, the glory of that sun will lighten the entirety of the beach, folks. And you'll sit there in stark amazement at the creation of the Almighty God. Now, the glory of that sun is nothing to be compared to the glory of the Almighty God when we get there. My friends, there is no need of the sun, neither of the moon, in that place called heaven. Why? Because God is the light thereof. And so is the Son of God. Can you imagine standing in the very glory of the Almighty God in the hereafter? I just want to catch a gleam, he says, of glory bright. And then again, he makes mention, till heaven I found. Notice the search that's going on. I want to find it. And I can't wait until I find it. And one day I will, and one day I will stand in the splendor and in the blessing and in the magnitude of that wonderful place. 8 points about the song. But folks, the song means nothing unless we make some application to ourselves. The third point of our lesson. Bill always kids me that when I have just 3 points, I have a bunch of other points. He said I wouldn't be able to go for 30 minutes if I didn't, or an hour, or 2 hours, whatever it is. So this point has 8 points, like the last one. But let's talk about them very quickly. Folks, we are to press on the upward way. We mentioned that in our first lesson, didn't we? You and I are not going to gain higher ground unless we put forth effort. Isn't that what Paul said? I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I find it interesting what Jesus says in Luke 16:16. He says, the law and the prophets were until John, but from that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man that entereth into it presseth therein. Folks, we have to use effort and toil and labor to enter into the kingdom of God. Secondly, we must gain new heights. The song says, and I find interesting, every day. Christianity is not a Sunday only ordeal. It is for some people. It's the only time that they think spiritually. It's the only time they engage in anything spiritual. It's the only time they study their Bibles. It's the only time that they pray. But folks, that's not the way it ought to be. You and I ought to be seeking to gain new heights every day. Christianity should be involved in our daily lives, and we are to improve every day. I am different today than yesterday, and I'll be better tomorrow than I am today. And Jesus talks about this daily involvement of our lives when he says this, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross, how? Daily, and follow me. Luke 16:23. Thirdly, we must pray as we onward bound. Here's the point. Our prayer life manifests a dependence upon God. As we stated a while ago, if you and I are going to go upward, we can't do it by ourselves. It's impossible to do. The only way that we're going to be able to do it is to rely on the help of God. I must admit, God, I need you, and I'm going to cry out, God, help to plant my feet on higher ground. The psalmist put it this way, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence also cometh my help. Psalm 121, verse 1. Number 4, our hearts should have no desire to stay here, folks. My heart has no desire to stay, the songwriter says. Sometimes, however, here holds too many blessings, doesn't it? You know, there's individuals who act almost as if we have heaven on earth. And because we are so bountifully blessed, because we have so much, because we are just filled with the blessings of God here, we almost have absolutely no thought about heaven itself. But folks, we cannot set our affection on things on this earth. Notice what Paul writes. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. We must live above the world. Above the world. Folks, the world is fleeting. The world is decaying. The world is temporary, isn't it? And therefore, we are not looking to this world. You and I are not looking to the temporary. We're looking to things that are eternal in nature. Notice what Paul says again. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Who wants to hold on to something that is not lasting? Not me. I want something enduring and eternal in nature, don't you? We must live by faith, mustn't we? You see, faith should be the very foundation of our lives. Everything that we do should involve our faith. We hear what God says and we believe everything that He says. We are confident in it. We trust it. And we make certain that we do everything we can do every day to live by it. In fact, our faith enables us to see beyond this world, does it not? You and I have the ability to see unseen things. What a wonderful thing, isn't it? I've never seen God, but I can see Him. I've never seen Jesus, but I can see Him. I've never seen the Holy Spirit, but I can see Him. I've never seen angels, but I can see them. I've never seen heaven, but I can see them. How? Through the eye of faith. For Paul says, we walk by faith, not by sight. Heaven is our ultimate goal, isn't it? That's the ultimate height that every one of us ought to want to reach. We want, as we said earlier, to catch a gleam of glory bright. We want to find heaven, don't we? We want to stand on heaven's tableland. The Hebrew writer wrote about the patriarchs. And I want you to listen to what he said about them. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. I love that, don't you? Hebrews 11, verse 16. Even those old patriarchs, living 6,000 years ago, did not desire anything upon this earth. Abraham left everything, did he not? Sojourned in a strange country, owned only one little smidgen of it, a little place to bury his dead, and beyond that, he had nothing. And he didn't care because, you see, he was searching for a better country. That is, a heavenly country. Higher ground. Notice this. We must allow God to lead us and to plant our feet on higher ground. Listen to the psalmist, Psalm 27, 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. You try to get to heaven by yourself and you'll never make it. Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah 6, verse 16. But if we trust God, God will lead us through the pearly gates to heaven, won't He? Before we close, I want Jim to come back up and I want him to lead us in our song again. I want him to lead just the first and last stanzas, then we'll have some closing thoughts and be done with our day. Just click that and it'll be ready.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Folks, when we sing any song in our songbook, you and I are supposed to be telling the truth as we speak those words. You see, we are speaking, and the Bible says we are teaching one another. And the only thing that I can speak and the only thing that I can teach, or at least supposed to, is what's truth. So we need to stop and we need to ask ourselves, is your prayer truly higher ground? Notice I didn't say for this next year. Because you see, it doesn't matter whether it's 2021 or 3031. You and I, if we're living every day of our lives, are to be seeking higher ground. But as a congregation, we want to ask another question. Will you press upward and gain new heights every day in 2021? That's our goal, that's our theme, that's our desire, folks. It's not just our desire, it's God's desire for every one of us. Another beautiful text found in the book of Hebrews, listen to what it says. By faith, he, that's Abraham, sojourned in a strange land. That was the land of Canaan, wasn't it? That wasn't his homeland. His homeland was far, far away from there. But notice what it says. Dwelling in what? Dwelling in tabernacles with who? Isaac and Jacob. Dwelling in tabernacles. What's a tabernacle? It's a temporary tent. It's not a permanent residence. Abraham left his permanent residence in order to enter into Canaan, a land that he didn't know, and he dwelled there the entirety of his life in a tent. But notice why, the last part of the verse. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You see, Abraham wasn't concerned about this earth, this world, and this life. Abraham knew that there's a city awaiting me in the hereafter. Not a city built with man's hands, but a city whose builder and maker is God. Folks, that is the ultimate height that all of us should desire. Is that where your heart is today? We hope so. If not, maybe you need to rededicate yourself to the cause of Christ and hopefully make a commitment that I'm going to gain new heights every day through 20. Next 11 months. So you might as well just get used to it. If you're not a Christian, you are not on a way up. You're on a downward spiral to death and destruction, aren't you? Do you need to obey the gospel? The steps are simple. Hear the truth. Believe in Jesus as the Son of God. Repent of sins. Confess His precious name. And be immersed for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Mark 16:16. Do you need to do that? Won't you come as together we stand and sing?